Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The world conspiracy is in inept hands right now. Whereas prior to the first half of the 20th century, it was in very expert hands. The old guard died off. You don't have your Cecil Rhodes anymore, and you don't have your Lord Kitcheners anymore, you know. So the new brats that came in to rule the system and kept it running the machine. But the one thing that they still maintain is fear. Right? So our modern age is an age of anxiety and also fear, because fear is the mind killer. And so they manufacture all sorts of Dr. Strangelove, Frankensteinian stories about the world to come, and you just go, well, that's it, we'll be immobilized, I'll have a band and or my cell phone, and they'll know where I am, and I won't be able to move, and I won't be able to do it. And all of this is potentially true. But there's an equal case for the possibility of bringing those things to bear, as much as there is the theory that they can be put in place. Anyone who studied the Brotherhood for 5 minutes properly and sincerely knows that it is through the fear that they generate within me that they not only feed off, but control us all. It's an invisible enemy. The other stuff, at least, you know, maybe I can do something about that, or move to the country, or, you know, so the human race might rise up and might. But while I'm waiting for that, I'm drowning in psychological terror. That is the control mechanism. That is the control mechanism. The fear is the mind killer.
The main character in Frank Herbert's Dune uses a mantra to overcome his fears. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past me, I will turn to see fear's path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. And from the book of Psalms, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Fear is natural, but to dwell there only breeds despair. The power of our free will is most pertinent in the mind, where we have sway over our thoughts, focus, and decisions. Staying positive isn't just for restorative retreats on the beach. It's the solution to every problem we face. Even under the highest stress, the military is trained to maintain esprit de corps at all levels. A common spirit of a group, inspiring enthusiasm, devotion, and honor for that group. Positive feelings prevail in every endeavor, including battle. Artificial intelligence seems to understand this as well. In Cliff High's recent Shadow Wars, AI program ChatGPT was prompted to help develop a story about a world that has been ruled for thousands of years by a non-human species that hides in the shadows and uses media, government, and education to brainwash the masses and control them with fear. ChatGPT was asked, what strategies and tactics could the awake humans employ to defeat the enemy and awaken humanity? The AI program said that ultimately, the key to unlocking the trapped minds of the normal humans will be to appeal to their innate desires for freedom, autonomy, truth, and transparency. It recommended that the awake humans should expose the truth, mobilize the masses, and build alternative institutions that serve these values of individual freedom. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
We'll be right back.
TurboForce is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's TurboForce Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. TurboForce is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Today, we have a really special guest. We had Dr. Rima Labo, who's one of the biggest medical whistleblowers ever, on last week. I had her on like many times until about a decade ago, and then a decade went by like 10 seconds, and I'm like, she's still out doing shows. She's still speaking out. Let's get her on. And it was amazing. It was informative. It was riveting. It was enlightening. I thought, who else is out there that's really iconic and interesting and was ahead of the curve that we haven't had on in years? And I guess that was in my subconscious mind. And then a few weeks ago, I had a dream with Ted Gunderson, Red Beckman, and Bob Fletcher sitting around like a breakfast table. It wasn't at my house. And us just talking about the current state of the New World Order. Well, Red Beckman's not with us, and neither is Ted Gunderson, but Robert Fletcher is. He has so much incredible research. He'll be joining us in the third hour, and we'll be going into the fourth hour that I'll be hosting as well. Roger Stone joins us in about 25 minutes to talk about Tucker Carlson, Biden's re-election announcement yesterday, and so much more. So you don't want to miss any of today's four-hour broadcast that I'll be hosting all 4 hours of. Okay. The Tucker thing's a lot bigger than Tucker Carlson. I think everybody knows that. It's the top story, really, in the world. Tucker did not have 3.5 million viewers a night, sometimes as high as 6. The Nielsen, all those systems are completely rigged. That's whoever is signed up with their internet box to track that they're watching it. Most of the leftists I know watch Fox News. You go into bars, restaurants, it's Fox News. Fox News has tens of millions of viewers at any one time. But to not make the rest of cable look so destroyed and so dominated, it's manipulated to keep the numbers down. Tucker Carlson had 30, 40 million viewers a night. And Tucker Carlson, over the last 12 years or so that we've been friends, has gone through a process now where he really is the slicker, new and improved Alex Jones. And so that's exactly what I've been trying to have happen here. We've got Rogan pretty much there as well. And the more they mess with him, the more he gets hardcore. I know both these guys very well. I know Joe extremely well. 25 years, been long-time friends. And done a lot of hanging out, a lot of partying, going way back. So I know Joe very well, and I know what he's made of. And I knew when they messed with him and attacked him and called him a liar, but I could just get him to attack the globalist, that they'd attack him and then he would come completely over. And it worked like a charm. So you see, that's my most important work. And that's your most important work, is influencing others as well. So we've woken up hundreds of millions of people around the planet. We've changed the world together. All of you, the callers, the guests, this crew, And it's not about bragging. It's about recognizing that our blood, sweat, and tears has had a big effect, so you'll continue to recognize what your support and your blood, sweat, and tears have done, and so that others will be encouraged to continue on the fight. Now, that said, I know Tucker good, know him well, and I know he's the real deal. And we've had discussions that I won't get into here on air about what would happen if he was taken off the air and about new platforms. Had dinner with him and Roger for like 3 hours in Miami a few years ago, specifically on that topic. And I won't get into the inside baseball, but I'm sure people can put two and two together. Do you think Tucker's upset that he got fired and they've got to fulfill out his contract? No. The Daily Mail went to Boca Grande, where he lives, about an hour and a half south of Sarasota. And we'll put the photos on screen of he and his wife driving around in their little golf cart. And does he look like he's upset? No. He loves to go fishing and hunting this time of year. He loves to go to Maine coming up in about a month. And he doesn't like being on air. He doesn't like being famous. He doesn't want to be president. But he really fundamentally hates these people. And now Tucker Carlson's going to take a few months off. And then I just have a feeling. he didn't tell me this. That right around November of this year, into December, going into the election, that Tucker Carlson is going to launch a new sleek channel. And then he's going to expand all the shows around that channel, and it is going to explode. And I just can't imagine the type of host he's going to be getting to be on that network. I can't imagine who else he'll be putting on air. See, everybody keeps asking, will Tucker Carlson come to InfoWars? And the answer is no, he will not be coming here. I'll just leave it at that. But there isn't just evil in the world. These people aren't all powerful, ladies and gentlemen. So last month, on March 8th, I talked about it for about 30 minutes. We're just going to play a two-minute clip here. I laid out the fact that not just the January 6th stuff, but the war stuff and the big pharma stuff, that Tucker was battling with the executives, and that's all come out now, and that they were censoring him when his contract said they can. He turned down $30, $40, $50 million extra a year to get $19 million a year to be able to have control of his show. And they were cheating him. And he's pissed off about it. So, of course, he's calling the executive. My gosh! Aren't we glad he was bucking them and fighting him? So, this could have happened at any time. I know Tucker thought it was going to come even earlier. We hung out and got together and powwowed in Florida during the Thanksgiving break last year. And Tucker's very, very happy and very, very pleased because he's now taken the next step in being banned, the next step in being totally demonized. And when you're demonized by the bad guys, that's a good thing. So we're going to go to break, so I don't have time to play the whole clip here. And we'll come back, and Alex predicts Tucker's departure at Fox on March 8th last month. Just to show everybody that we're not here talking out of our rear ends. When I get up here and I tell you something, it's because I've done deep research, I have deep contacts, and I eat, drink, sleep, this information. In fact, I got to control myself when I'm in the act of lovemaking with my wife to get work out of my head. I don't want to get graphic here, but sometimes she's like, looks me in the eyes and she goes, oh, you're thinking about work. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm gonna. I'm back at work. That's how much I'm into this. I mean, I dream about it. I get up at 5 a.m., 5:30, and, you know, I am drinking coffee thinking about it. I'm on the toilet thinking about it. I'm walking in the woods. I'm fishing. I'm planting a garden with my daughter. always focused on this because this is everything. And that's what Tucker's speech was so important at the Heritage Foundation on Friday, where he said, this is not an argument or debate. This is not
Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
take America back.
Cause I don't love you.
First America. And our storied, beloved republic.
I got some.
And then the world. Through ideas. Through Veritas.
From my front porch, you can see the sea. I got some.
Gleeful Tucker Carlson tells DailyMail.com his future plans. Appetizers plus entree. Looks like Tucker Carlson doesn't give two fucks about his ouster from the network. Gleefully telling DailyMail.com his future plans while tooling off to a romantic date night with his wife, Susan. He was blindsided by the news. He was let go from Fox. I haven't eaten dinner with my wife on the weeknight in 7 years, the TV firebrand told the Daily Mail, and they talked to him on the street. Tucker spent Tuesday huddling with right-hand man Justin Wells, who lost his executive producer gig at the cable network. Veterans plotted their next move. But I think there's been some plotting going on long before this. I just might have been around during a little of that, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe everybody can just wait and see. But here's the bottom line. This is very profound, and it's very simple, but it's absolutely critical and beyond key. The New World Order is reviled. Bill Gates is reviled. Klaus Schwab is reviled. There's videos with 5, 10, 15 million views on YouTube and on Twitter, on Instagram. We've shown you where 99.999% of the comments, you got to read 1,000 comments where you find one pro-Bill Gates comment and the people are awake. That was years ago. Nobody wants to eat bugs no matter how many Hollywood stars they pay to go out and promote it. We got some news on that, big news today. People don't want their power cut off. They don't want electric cars that don't work. They don't want a bridge to nowhere. They don't want the New World Order. And so Tucker Carlson has just said, I'm not going along with it. And you're not going along with it. And none of us are. And it's fun to fight these people. Their president can't even string a sentence together. Of course they stole the election. And upwards of 80% of Americans in major polls know that. And 87% of Americans know they can't scrounge together $1,000 if they need it. They're living paycheck to paycheck. These people have robbed us by design to make us poor, to control us in their own words. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. B.S. Klaus Schwab. B.S. Lord Rothschild. B.S. John Kerry. B.S. Barack Obama. B.S. Hillary Clinton. B.S. Jen Psaki and all the rest of you in a dumbass AOC puppet. So, they try to break our spirit, they try to break our will. They are going to do no such thing as long as the people have faith and spread the word and support. So, a lot of other news I want to hit on this, and Roger Stone's coming up. But let's play just a short clip where I lay out my prediction on March 8th that he would be leaving Fox very soon. Here it is. Okay, let me try to judiciously go through what's really happening with Tucker Carlson. He was sent to deliver the goods last night on federal agents, provocateurs in the crowd. Ray Epps 2.0, Ray Epps 3.0, Ray Epps 4.0, up to Ray Epps 500. I mean, there was at least 500 of them there. We know that. That's come out. But the specifics, the video, that's why the deep state made major threats to Fox. Senator Schumer, who's a main representative of the deep state, went to the Senate floor and threatened Fox and said, we'll shut you down. Massive pressure was placed, and from the intel I've got, there's a whole internal fight going on about what is going to come out, and what was supposed to come out last night and tonight and tomorrow got postponed. If Tucker has his way, it will come out. He said that at the end. In fact, guys, go to the very end of Tucker's show last night. I know we streamed it live, so we have a copy of it on Mando Video, where he says, they want to stop this coming out, but I assure you it will come out. And I believe Tucker, he's hardcore, he's awake. The left admits it. Tucker says it. I help wake him up and radicalize him. He gets what's going on. He's not going back. He believes in the people. And so I predict he won't be at Fox News in the near future if he's unable to put this out. I'm going to leave it at that. But that's speaking from my perspective. I'm not speaking for Tucker. Now, Cheryl Atkinson, from her sources, says that there was a fight and they're trying to block the release. Steve Bannon says Murdoch shut down Tucker. They can basically see the same information with some of the same sources I have. That said, This is, again, bigger than just January 6th. They're branding the American people as terrorists officially using this event. Maybe 50 people were violent. 1 million plus showed up. Maybe 1,000 went in, brought in by the police. I tried to stop them. But this is about the power of the system trying to gaslight us that it's rewriting history to show footage that shows they lied. Well, yeah. Rewriting history is not a bad thing when you find out the truth about history. Okay, so we're going to have Roger Stone talking about this window into the deep state and what's really going on at Fox News and what this signifies in the next round of censorship and control. But I will guarantee you this, Tucker Carlson will be back stronger and more hardcore than ever by early next year. Mark this down, save this date, and watch it come true, unless they put a bullet in his ass. And that's my real concern, and I've told him. The guy doesn't really have security. He's got the Second Amendment, which is good, but he's too important, and he's got the money, and he needs to have security. He needs to have it. And security's low-key. It's just there. They're great people, and you need to have it, because I can't be sitting there with a gun all the time just waiting for somebody to try to kill me, which has happened. Okay, we don't get into it on air, but it's not just the Daily Mail going to stalk him in his neighborhood and talk to him on the street. It's other people. So we need to pray for Tucker. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with Roger Stone and more. We're not funded by the globalists. I don't have a war chest. I'm out of money, but the show is more effective and popular than ever. But because the economy imploding and the rest of it, we're barely paying the bills around here, which is ridiculous because we got amazing products. The nitric boost that cleans out your blood and battles all the garbage that's out there, that's so critical and does so much for your body and so much for your health. That is in stock and discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody should be taking it. We've got back in stock Turbo Force, been sold out for 8 months. Strongest nootropic energy that's clean. It's got a bunch of different energy compounds that time release, so it hits right away, and then it has very expensive ingredients, though the product isn't expensive. Most people, mark stuff up 3-4 times. We don't do that, so we put the money into the product, and it's still give you a great deal. It's got all these great compounds that time release, and so on average, 8 to 12 hours of energy, so we say 10 hours. That's about the average. Turbo Force discounted, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And everybody, including women, should be taking, with all the estrogen mimickers that are out there to block them, 1776 testosterone boost to help keep the free testosterone in your body. It's not just men that have testosterone, but in women as well, available so it gets to you. 1776 testosterone boost is selling out quick. It's at InfoWarsStore.com and it funds your operation. 1776 testosterone boost from InfoWars Platinum.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, there's a lot of huge news we're going to be hitting in the second hour ahead of Bob Fletcher joining us, a true icon of the Liberty Movement, who's little known by younger folks to the or newly awakened folks to the reality of the world and how the globalists operate and how there's a battle against that, a battle for human future. And we're going to hit so much. Whistleblower to tell House the U.S. government is middleman in multi-billion-dollar migrant child trafficking operation, including forced labor and sex slavery. Now, what did I tell you Monday? I said I met via Zoom with high-level feds, not just FBI, not just federal marshals, not just, I'm going to leave it, not just journalists, but with high-level federal officials. It's off record. It's we're not going to say who. But we're working on this as well. And they were frustrated because this was brought to Fox News a month ago and nothing was done. They have the court documents, everything. Okay, this is absolutely proven. I told you this is about to break. And the whole plan was they know they're under surveillance. And they know as soon as I'm being given the information, it would force that on Fox. Boom, plan worked again, bitches. Yeah, that's what we're here for, to force everything out. But you're going to be getting that in the next few weeks. Huge, over the top, even before Congress has the hearings. I told you Monday, congressional hearings on giant sex slavery with the Democrats making money off of it. Smoking gun, ultra massive, next hour. So you see all these other stacks? I've got economy news, war news, AI news, Japan's spaceship crashes on the moon, all of it. But the great Roger Stone, another embattled man who has gone through the fires of hell and come out stronger, and his faith redoubled in the Lord, joins us, and from all my intel, I'll leave it at that, they were planning to get rid of Tucker. They didn't know what to do, but his speech calling on God and saying good versus evil pushed him over the edge. There was a meeting a month before in Bel Air at the big vineyard mansion of Rupert Murdoch with his then fiance, who's a big fan of Tucker. She asked he'd be there, and they're sitting there, and they're reading the Bible together. Well, that's what I've done with Tucker. This is real, folks. People, and Tucker didn't used to be really religious. He didn't not believe in God, but he was like, but when you see the real evil in the world, you see how they push it to their own detriment, you understand it's a plan. And Roger talks about that. So the final straw was the Heritage speech. Not just the anti-war, not just exposing the vaccine, not just exposing the open borders, not just exposing the deep state spying, but calling on God and saying we should all pray. That's what they can't stand. So we have Roger Stone, who's been a former Fox contributor himself, secret contract, can't talk about it. That's how they control everybody. He's not been in that contract for years. But Roger, I want to get your take on this because this is a big deal. And, you know, we had dinner, won't get into the details of it, specifically on deplatforming, specifically on alternate plans a few years ago in Miami with Tucker. And we've, of course, both of us had subsequent other meetings with him. But the point is, Tucker is very pleased. We'll put the photos up of him. A little birdie told me that something big's about to come out of this, and Tucker is just as pleased as punch. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, I grieve not for our friend Tucker Carlson, because he is more than just a TV talk show host. He's the single most influential conservative commentator in the country today. And they're not going to be able to hide that light under a bushel. So wherever he goes, whatever he chooses to do next, and I kind of hope it's some combination of print journalism, because he's a brilliant writer, as well as some video, either net-based or cable presence, he's going to be massively successful. No, I grieve for our country, because what this move has done is there is really no last vestige of alternative narrative discussion on cable television. Now, cable overall, I think, is a dying medium. Cable ultimately will go the way of broadcast television. NBC, CBS, ABC, their numbers, as you know, are in the toilet. Millions are watching us here on InfoWars. Millions watching on other web-based platforms. If you look at the two remaining cable-based outlets, Real America's Voice, Newsmax, good people, patriots, but not InfoWars in terms of their willingness to tackle very difficult issues. Tucker Carlson, we won't really ever know what specific event led to this, but our nation will be poorer for it, because cable television has now been completely canceled and censored. Whether it was Tucker's exposure of what really happened on January 6th, or whether it was his discussion of the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop, or whether it was calling out the deep state on their efforts to push us into World War III, that's kind of a biggie, whether it was giving Robert Kennedy a voice when nobody else would. When Robert Kennedy did his announcement, which I found very interesting, by the way, on Facebook, he was censored within 5 minutes. Facebook Live shut him down.
And they were pulling fire alarms.
Yeah, I mean, look, ideas are dangerous to these people. Now, you can go on the internet right now and you'll see these bots constantly saying the Robert Kennedy candidacy is a product of Roger Stone and Steve Bannon. Nonsense. He's an acquaintance of mine. I wouldn't call us close friends. I admire his views on the neocons, on the globalists, on the government corporate takeover of America.
The merger of corporations and government, fascism. He's dead on.
You know, they killed his uncle. They killed his father. So therefore, he has to be cognizant of the fact that what he's doing is extraordinarily dangerous. So was it this interview that helped contribute to Tucker's being removed? I don't think we'll ever really
know. Roger, in all fairness, from my sources and everything, you're right. It's not one thing, so we'll never know what one thing it was, because it wasn't one thing. We know from the emails, we know from the text, the Dominion suit, and things Tucker said, and I'm going to leave it at that, that he was constantly fighting with him. He had me booked on his show, and I was going to go out there a long time ago, and his Fox Nation show. And they said no. And he's like, well, my contract says I could do this. I took a major pay cut of 2/3 to do this. And so he was pissed about that. I mean, we talked about it on Thanksgiving. I won't get into the details about it. So there was that. And they were just mad about everything. They quote said in the emails, he's out of control, uncontrollable. So we know it was all of it. It was hitting on all cylinders. That's why it happened.
I have a theory that maybe it's not what he's done in the past, but what they feared he might do in the future.
I was going to say that earlier. See, like the war and everything else in like January 6th, they don't want him there knowing he's such a truth teller. That's it. He was removed for what he would do in the future.
Here's the... continues to be ghettoized. Yes, we can talk to our own people, and that has value. I mean, there's no question that has value.
That's why we've got to do what you do. We've got to do more outreach. That's why I don't like doing a bunch of interviews, but I do them on talk radio. I do them on other shows. I go on leftist shows. I go to leftist panels that go viral because that's how I get out of the ghetto. Exactly. We can't just sit here in the church parroting at each other. We've got to get out. We've got to go to city councils, school boards, Congress. Everybody has to be a missionary of freedom.
Absolutely true. I think that's why you never turn down any opportunity. You know that old Gore Vidal saying, never pass up the opportunity to be on television or to have sex. Well, on the first part of that, I strongly agree. I'm too old for the other part. So. It's a famous saying, as you know. No, Tucker Carlson will be fine, but the question is, how will America be? That's the real
question. I totally agree, Roger. And again, I don't want to say this is a positive thing. In many aspects, it's not, and you're right. And it shows they're still pushing the censorship, the surveillance, the incredible hearings the last month that exposed everything that you and I and others went through and how it was pointed at the entire American people and how they helped steal the election. With that, that's proven, regardless of machines or mail-in ballots. And
who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's not golden handcuffs like Ventura. They signed him for 5 years, whatever, and then fired him in a year, and then he couldn't work for four. If I know Tucker, he'll just, if that's in there, he'll just give the money back. But without getting into it, and I had some other conversations with him, he knew he could be fired anytime. And he was fighting with these producers. And he said he didn't care. And so he said, I don't care. I'm not stopping no matter what. And that's what, you know, he told me at Thanksgiving. So I think we've seen that.
Well, people weren't tuning in just because they liked his delivery style. They were tuning in because of the news that he constantly broke, because of his willingness to challenge the conventional wisdom narrative, because of his willingness to stand up, whether it was Big Pharma, whether it was January 6th, or whether it was the war, or whether it was Hunter Biden's laptop, or whether, in my case, it was the outrageousness of the Mueller witch hunt. Where they basically were pressuring me to lie against Donald Trump. I have to be very honest. If it were not for Tucker Carlson, would I even be alive today? Would I even be here on this show
today? No, absolutely. He championed you and championed. He's the only national show that played the clips of me trying to stop people going to the Capitol. They were trying to indict me. The Justice Department literally was trying to indict me. It came very close. They basically admitted. But because of those clips and the fact that Tucker put it out, wow. So it is a big loss. He'll be okay. He'll be back. I know he likes to hunt. I know he misses his wife. I know he's really happy, you know, overall right now, but I hope he doesn't wait too long. I hope he, you know, gets going quickly because we need him on the field.
He's a very savvy guy. So I think that he's probably working on a plan right now. The only question in my mind is whether it is net based, whether it is cable based. By the way, I think it's very important to recognize that there's a major effort to do away with AM radio. Ford has announced and Tesla has also announced that there will not be AM radio receivers in their next generation of vehicles.
And by the way, an AM receiver, for those people that don't know, costs them like $3 to put in the computer. I've looked it up. It's literally nothing. It's a tiny little chip part.
But AM radio is a vital, important asset in terms of alternative and conservative messaging. Conservative talk radio is still very, very powerful in this country. The emergency broadcast system is based in our AM radio networks, yet there's a concerted effort to do away from it.
Just like they want to get rid of cash. And this is key because Old media didn't watch and listen to you. All the new media tracks what you do. It's two-way. So we need to keep broadcast TV and radio, because you know next is going to be FM radio. Absolutely. We've got that. I think congressional law, ought to basically say that it's baked into the cake that communications need to stay there.
Well, and the emergency broadcast system justifies it. It's the most important way to get to all Americans. I mean, those who listen to AM radio, this is just a fact, they tend to be more middle and lower socioeconomic Americans. They're usually doing something else while they're listening to the radio, mostly driving, but not completely.
And they don't want to have a phone, and a phone can break or cut out. Absolutely. And there's a major move to do that. Roger, shifting gears, the time we have with you. What do you make of Biden's ridiculous re-announcement? What's happening with Paul Ryan, the budget, the debt ceiling? What do you think of Paul Ryan so far? Kevin McCarthy. I was back on Paul Ryan earlier. Sorry. Having a Freudian slip there.
First of all, I think Kevin McCarthy, while I laud the fact that he gave all of the January 6th videos or he made them available to Tucker, I still believe he needs to fulfill his campaign pledge, put them all up on a public access website so that the attorneys for those who are charged regarding January 6th can see them, so that all journalists can see them, so that all American citizens can see them and make their own judgments. That's what he committed to do. With no disrespect to Tucker Carlson at all, who I think produced some great programming and some bombshell reports on that material, I suspect that there's more there that we need to see. As far as Joe Biden is concerned, Alex, I'm sorry, I'm still not convinced. I think that this announcement of this week means that he's a placeholder. So he announced his candidacy. I presume that he's filing with the Federal Election Commission. It does not mean that in January of next year that he's going to file the petitions to get on the ballot in South Carolina. And they've now streamlined the Democratic process to try to kneecap Robert Kennedy. So there is no Iowa caucuses. There is no first-in-the-nation New Hampshire primary. Or if those state committees, Democrat state committees, insist on going forward, they'll be after the South Carolina contest, and they'll be stripped of their delegates.
So the big question is, and I totally agree, he can't even barely talk. I mean, he's way worse than ever. He's degenerating. His sell-by date was years ago. So the expiration date is gone. Who are they planning to bring in? Is it Newsom? Is Hillary crazy enough to try it again? Is it Big Mike?
I think that it is Michelle Obama. I think Michelle Obama can raise $100 million in 2 weeks. The convention is in Chicago, her hometown. South Carolina is a state where demographically African-American Democrats dominate the primary. It is the home state of her grandparents, of her grandparents. I still think in the end, she is your most likely Democratic nominee. Now, the more she says, I'm not interested, I'm not running, the more I become convinced that that is absolutely the plan.
Let me ask you a question, Roger. Here is Big Mike coming out of a building, a university. And what do you think is happening there? What is Big Mike adjusting and what is bouncing around?
I'm not going to speculate on that. I've had my good friend Joel Gilbert has an extraordinarily effective and very well done both book and documentary called Michelle Obama 2024. And I think he makes a very compelling case about how she's in the midst of reinventing herself and how she changes up her diction and her hairstyle at campaign time. But I think she'd be a very formidable candidate if she elects to run. She would not be carrying the baggage of Joe Biden. She's not responsible for record gasoline prices. She's not responsible for the
food shortage. So you really think they're going to run Big Mike?
I believe Michelle Obama will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. I've written it and spoken about it for some time. And anybody who thinks that will be simple or that she will be a non-formidable candidate, I think is kidding themselves. Now, they obviously have an issue in Vice President Kamala Harris, she would have to step aside. But her poll numbers are even worse than Joe Biden.
And it's hard to say she's even less articulate than Biden. I mean, what a group of morons. All right. Roger Stone, thank you so much for the time. StoneZone.com. You host your Frank Speech Show, 5 p.m. What is it, Eastern? And we really appreciate you.
5 o'clock Eastern, go to StoneZone.live. StoneZone.live, 5 o'clock today. Many thanks, Alex.
Thank you, brother. All right, there goes Roger. I agree with basically everything he said. What a smart guy. All right, we're going to start the next hour and shift out of the Tucker Carlson stuff that's very important into the government-running child kidnapping rings. It's mainstream news. Incredible. And feeding babies insects to save them. Food writer cuts her grocery bill in half by feeding her baby crickets. How abusive is that? Not just that they're gross. The chitin shells of bugs are highly carcinogenic, and we're not supposed to eat hard-shelled insects, which is most insects. It's a toxic fact. Look it up. Chitin, not just linked to cancer, extremely carcinogenic, causes all sorts of joint pain and all sorts of arthritis. I mean, it is crazy. But leftists don't just chop their kids' wee-wees off and their breasts off. Now they feed them toxic bugs. What a nice mommy. What a sweet mommy. And it gets worse. Specter of Soylent Green. That's Yahoo News. Feeding us dead people. It's liberal. 20 states have passed laws to do it. Think I'm joking? I'm not. Hour number two, straight ahead. Infowars.com, Mars News Today. And don't forget, we have amazing products. Turbo Force, 10 hours of amazing, incredible energy. Back in stock, sold out for 8 months, 25% off. And 1776 testosterone boost, discounted despite the fact it's selling out. We got a limited shipment in. It helps your body naturally keep the free testosterone in your blood to get into your cells with a bunch of other compounds that help boost it. It really will blow you away. If you want to boost your libido to levels that are just Tyrannosaurus Rex out of control, why not? Take our nitric boost with 1776 testosterone boost. And I'm telling you, everybody gets results. It's crazy. 1776 testosterone boost, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And for joint pain and to help with neurological issues and just calm yourself but still stay really focused, it actually helps you stay more focused. We have the very highest quality CBD oil at InfoWarsStore.com at over, on average, half of what leading competitors sell high quality CBD for. All at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.